on the global agenda, what does it mean to reopen? From Marketplace, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Around the world, local and national leaders are making tough decisions about the mechanics of reopening their economies, even as coronavirus cases and deaths continue to rise in many places. In Italy, which has had the longest lockdown in Europe, Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte laid out plans for a staged easing of the country's restrictions. More than 26,000 people there have died after becoming infected with COVID-19. 260 new deaths were reported yesterday, and that's the fewest since March 14th. Here's BBC Rome correspondent Mark Lowen.
Europe's worst-hit country now has a roadmap to reopening. The lockdown imposed 7 weeks ago today will start to ease next Monday. From then, bars and restaurants will offer takeaway, parks will reopen, people will be able to visit family and travel within their region, and they'll be able to exercise outside again. Funerals will be allowed to resume, though with a maximum of 15 people attending. Athletes will be permitted to train on their own, and manufacturing, construction and wholesale businesses can restart. 2 weeks later, libraries and museums will reopen, and sports teams will be able to practice together. The 1st of June is when hairdressers, beauty salons, restaurants and cafes are planned to reopen. Schools, though, will remain shut until September. Social distancing will be enforced, and for some activities, face masks will be mandatory. Italy is starting to unlock, but it could take years to recover.
That was Mark Lowen with our editorial partner, the BBC. Here in the U.S., New York State is set to start a gradual reopening next month. Governor Andrew Cuomo outlined a cautious plan yesterday. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now live. And Nancy, what are the outlines of this plan?
Governor Cuomo said yesterday that New York will reopen in phases, and upstate, which wasn't hit as hard as New York City, will reopen first. Cuomo says construction and manufacturing firms will be the first businesses to open because they're less likely to spread the virus. A second phase includes companies that are more essential and those with a low risk of infection in the workplace. No part of the state will be allowed to open attractions that would draw lots of outside visitors, and businesses have to come up with plans to protect customers and workers and lower their risk of infection.
And what about New York City specifically, which has had the most cases in the U.S. so far?
It's going to be on a slower timeline, Kimberly. You know, a lot depends on hospitalization and infection rates. And Governor Cuomo says he's going to coordinate things like public transportation and reopening parks and beaches with neighboring states.
And what's the timing here for the rest of the state?
Well, Governor Cuomo says upstate communities could open back up after May 15th, once any region of the state sees a two-week decline in hospitalization for COVID-19, it can start a gradual reopening. But Cuomo says there will be 2 weeks in between each phase to be sure there isn't a spike in infection rates and hospital admissions.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you. Let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is up 1.39%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up in the 0.9% to 1.1% range, with the Dow future up 231 points, and the 10-year Treasury yield is up at 0.621%.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Concerts and festivals around the world have been canceled for months now, even at smaller places for gigs like bars and restaurants. Marketplace's Jasmine Gartz reports on how musicians are adapting to performing without crowds.
Coldplay's Chris Martin was playing for thousands of fans last month on Instagram.
Okay, Skater 8. Is that your real name? Maybe not. Play Hymn for the Weekend. Okay. All right, goes like this.
This might be all audiences get for a while. Cities like Los Angeles have said they may ban concerts and large gatherings until 2021. Jeff Dornfeld teaches music business at Berklee College of Music. He says the irony is...
this looked like the biggest year ever. Every genre of music had major headliners. So they all can sell out arenas and they all can headline festivals.
Live performances were predicted to make $12 billion this year, much more than record sales. Now, lots of musicians are playing from home. Stars like Lady Gaga and John Legend raised more than $120 million earlier this month to help fight the virus with a live-streamed concert.
My hands underwater, but I'm breathing.
Sophia Rey teaches vocal performance at NYU Tisch.
The beauty of these live concerts is, you know, you get to see your favorite artists in their pajamas and get to meet their dog and get to see their living room and their real piano that they actually play every day.
Celebrities like Legend have been playing for charity, but smaller gig musicians have turned online for income. But they can't draw big digital crowds. Renee Klajic is a musician in El Paso.
While live stream concerts are a fun way to connect with your fans, the ability to actually make real income, it's not at all comparable.
These days, she's been posting her music on an artist-owned platform called Ampled, where fans can donate.
And all the other things I was planning to say.
No one knows exactly when musicians will perform in person again, but it is likely to start small. Sophia Rey again.
So I think the biggest thing that's going to happen when this starts to slowly go back to somewhat normal, they're going to have to program local artists.
If that's true, then it might be the small star's time to shine. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.
And I'm Kimberly Adams with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.